Hello, and welcome to the Zero Hedge audio version. If possible, we recommend you read along with the article by clicking the article link in the description below. This article is titled, What If, authored by Sven Henrich on NorthmanTrader.com. What if the bears were right all along? What if it's not different this time? What if this Fed liquidity-inspired rally produced precisely the kind of exuberant final thrust we often see at the end of business cycles? After all, people were really bullish in 2007, people were really bullish in 2000, both final rallies inspired by easy Fed liquidity. In 2000, the Y2K bug, in 2007 giving us the subprime mortgage crisis. What if this latest rally has produced exactly the same conditions we've seen during prior tops? Be clear, I'm not calling for a top here, that's a fool's errand. After all, so far all we've seen is a minor pullback off of very overbought conditions. Heck, tech hasn't even begun to correct yet. But yields keep dropping like a brick, as does the Baltic Dry Index, small caps, transports. The banking sector never confirmed new highs, equal weight indicators suggest a major negative divergence inside a market that appears entirely held up by tech, and perhaps by only 5 to 10 highly valued stocks that are massively technically extended and control more market cap in a few stocks than ever before. At the same time, we have a market more extended above underlying GDP than ever, and now suddenly a potential trigger nobody saw coming. The coronavirus. Look, the track record on viruses and diseases over the past 20 years has been clear: any market impact is temporary and or minimal at best. Look at SARS in 2003, dollar SPX rallied over 20% in 2003. But the backdrop was different. The US just came out of a recession and markets had bottomed in 2002. Markets in 2003 were at the beginning of a new business cycle. This cycle here is old, and one could argue was merely saved again by a Fed going into full easing mode in 2019. But given the fact that the Fed failed to normalize in the lead up to 2018 and was stopped dead in its tracks because of a 20% market correction, and was forced to go back into full easing mode, the concern is that the Fed just wasted precious ammunition. None of us can know how this plays out. We can't know when this virus will be contained and subsides. What we do know is that the economic impact is already real. Flights are cancelled, businesses are shutting down in China, etc. To the extent that this is all temporary for a couple of weeks, fine. To the extent it drags on for months and the virus spreads quickly in other countries as well, it's not hard to imagine that a vastly richly valued market finds itself in trouble, and with it, the global economy. Markets, except tech, pretty much gave up all their gains in January, with many indices now in the red. The potential good news for investors: markets are approaching oversold readings and could be setting up for a bounce, and a larger relief rally if the news on coronavirus shows improvement. The bad news: tech hasn't even begun to correct and technical patterns suggest more downside risks. And if bears have been right all along on the macro front, then rallies may well remain selling opportunities. And so far, strength in January has proven to be a selling opportunity on the larger market. For now, it's a what if. Confirmation remains outstanding and won't come easy. But clearly some of the major banks are starting to ask similar questions. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Zero Hedge audio version. We'd like to thank the brilliant work of the writers, published on ZeroHedge.com. The Zero Hedge audio version is a non-commercial, independently sponsored program, designed to help people with visual impairments, dyslexia, or for people who need narration while reading articles from ZeroHedge.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave us a quick 5-star review, and feel free to share this podcast with others.